Guys, it's week five already. We are 5 weeks into this. I can't believe that it's gone that fast. But what we've talked about in the first four classes has been a lot of practical things about loving our neighbors and loving our neighborhoods, loving both at the individual level and at the structural level. And one of my favorite things we've talked about is bringing our neighbors into our church and bringing our church into our neighborhoods. I mean, we've talked about how we do these things in order to obey Christ, in order to put the gospel on display, in order to image God before our neighbors and before our neighborhoods. But today we're going to be talking about how that, when that grand vision, all of those practical things, when we actually start putting those into place and where the rubber meets the road. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, is when the vision meets reality, talking about limitations and boundaries and our love for our neighbor. So what that looks like is really like the idea of what happens when we try to put all of these into practice, and maybe our neighbors just don't seem interested in building a relationship with us. What if they don't want anything more than a superficial relationship? How do we really deal with that kind of limitation? Or even what if it goes in the opposite direction and they start to seem so in love with your love that perhaps you start to feel used or even taken advantage of? What does the idea of boundaries look like in our lives and in our neighborhoods? So that's really what we're going to be talking about. That's the reality of the struggles that we're going to be working through. So throughout the class, we're going to be looking at limitations and boundaries. But before we jump in, let's take a minute to pray, and we'll get started. God, we thank you for this morning, this time that we can gather together as a church body, this opportunity that we can gather in this room to spur one another on towards love and towards good deeds, that we would encourage one another and all the more as we see that day approaching. God, I pray that you would just be glorified in our lives, and that we would glorify you in the way that we love each other in this church body, and the way that we love our community, and the way that we love our neighbors. God, I pray that this morning we would be attentive, that we would be present, that we would heed your words, your encouragement for us, and that we would put your gospel on display. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. All right, so to kick it off on a high note, what if your neighbors don't want to be friends, right? So Amy and I, a few years ago, lived in Springdale, and we lived in that neighborhood for several years, but there was one neighbor that we had that lived just a couple houses away. We could see their house from ours. They drove past our house multiple times a day. And from the very first time we met them, it was like, they don't want to be our friend. And years later, even when we were, you know, in the street playing with our kids, they're driving to and from their house, you know, they would do just about anything they could do to not make eye contact with us, to drive into their house and close their garage door behind them. And that was about it. That was like the full extent of our relationship, was us trying to be friendly, and them driving into their house, and us just never seeing them outside of their car window. So we didn't have much fruit with them, but thankfully, it was a larger neighborhood. There were other people that we could build friendships with, that we could build relationships with, but why would it be that our neighbors don't want to be neighborly? From that book that we just gave away, The Art of Neighboring, here's some thoughts. Some practical points from that book. And one of the things that it could be is that they're just too busy. Maybe your neighbors have packed out their schedules so much that they just don't have any margin. They don't have any room to deepen any new relationships or to even start any new relationships. Might that even be something that we struggle with, right? Not having any margin.